Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with The College Audition, back again with another episode of The College Audition Podcast, here today with my very special guests, Andrew Kao, Lecturer of Musical Theater and Dance, and Matt Morgan, Senior Lecturer of Musical Theater Voice from the University of Florida. Thanks so much for joining us, both of you.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, what's up, Tim? Thanks for having us.
So we are going to, as always, get to know the person or people before the program. So Andrew, well, let's start with you. Give us a little bit about your background, training, history that led you up to your time at the University of Florida.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I grew up in Wisconsin. I kind of fell into theater pretty late in high school, and ended up getting a degree in musical theater and dance at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. So I started all this, my dance training, not really till I was about 19 years old. But eventually I moved right to New York, and I was lucky that the industry was pretty good to me. I spent 10 years on Broadway doing Aladdin and Nice Work If You Can Get It and Anything Goes. Did a good deal of some TV and commercials and print stuff. But I always knew that I wanted to direct and choreograph and teach. So the time came, and found UF, and my wife and kids and I have been really happy here in Gainesville and part of the Gator Nation for 6 years now. So boom, here we are.
Boom. All right, Matt, tell us about you.
So sort of a similar beginning. Grew up in Southwest Louisiana in a town called Lake Charles, and didn't know anything about theater or that it existed, and kind of fell into it watching a VHS tape of the Three Tenors at Caracalla, and I saw Pavarotti singing Recondita Armonia from Tosca, and I didn't know what was going on, but I knew I wanted to do that, and so went to Louisiana State University for undergrad and master's in voice, and spent, I'd say, over 20 years as a leading tenor at Lincoln Center, New York City Opera, Avery Fisher Hall, Alice Tully Hall, Kennedy Center in D.C., sang all over the world, career as an Italian pop star, of all things. You can check that out on YouTube if you want and see it. So, and then my girls, they're right up there. They're bigger than that now, but my youngest was getting bigger, and I was only home about 10 days at a time throughout the year, and I wanted to be around more, and I always had a passion for teaching. And had recently relocated down to Florida because awesome tax laws for a performer. And I wound up here at the University of Florida. Our chair, Tony Mata, who's not with us today, helped create a really amazing position for me that allows me to teach voice, which is my passion, and still perform. I just got back late last night from a gig out of town, and I'm heading out next Thursday for another one. I'll be all over the country, still doing the thing, be in Hong Kong in a couple of weeks, singing, and bringing all that experience back to the students here.
So Matt, what does your role at the University of Florida entail? What classes are you teaching, and how do students interact with you while they're there?
So I'm the dedicated voice teacher, singing voice teacher for the BFA Musical Theater. Well, we can talk about this, I'm sure, later, but we take a maximum of 6 students a year. So we have a very small, selective program. We're able to offer a lot of one-on-one and very small class size interaction. So if you're a student in the program, you study voice with me for the 4 years. The interaction's a one-hour lesson a week plus a two-hour studio class on Wednesdays.
And Matt, Andrew, for you, same question.
Yeah, sure. I teach quite a bit, and I interact with students in rehearsals for productions as well. So I teach 2 Broadway dance styles classes. I teach a beginning tap class. I teach an intermediate and advanced tap class. I teach a fundamentals of musical theater acting class. I teach a musical theater audition and business class. In addition to that, I'm often involved as either choreographer or director for our shows. Students sometimes have the opportunity to be associate choreographers with me when we're producing our shows here at the University of Florida. Some students get the opportunity to be assistants in class, depending on the class needs that I might have. We have this thing called SOTD ambassadors, which is our students in leadership positions that help help us run some of the recruitment elements like tours and auditions and stuff. So students get a lot of different interaction with me throughout the course of their year.
And SOTD is the School of Theater and Dance, correct?
That's right, Tim. Yeah, School of Theater and Dance.
All right, I'm going to let you guys pick which one of you answers this question, but this is the point in which I ask our guests to give us your elevator pitch on the program. 60 seconds or less. Tell us about the program at University of Florida.
Go, Andrew. And if you leave anything out, I'll jump in.
That sounds fantastic. That sounds fantastic. Well, our BFA musical theater program, we're really lucky to have Broadway accredited and professionally experienced faculty here, where the students learn how to create and really sustain a career in the performing arts industry from those who have had and continue to have highly successful performance careers of their own. We're constantly sharing our professional networks with our students via in-person and numerous virtual visits each semester, and this includes Tony and Academy Award-winning performers and some of the top directors, choreographers, casting agents, producers, and many others across the industry. Matt was mentioning earlier of how selective our program is, with just 6 new students each year and 24 musical theater majors in total. I think we're able to provide unparalleled individual attention and a real personalized academic journey that kind of embraces where each student is, what they need, what they want. We have alumni performing on Broadway, in national tours, television, commercials, regional theaters, cruise ships, and many other corners of the industry. We are a small, selective, and concentrated program in the middle of a gigantic public university. Our students get to have the big school college experience with things like football games in our 88,000 seat stadium and tons of other NCAA Division I sports. We have a thriving sorority and fraternity life with 66 chapters across campus. We're home to an AI supercomputer that has been named one of the most powerful in the world. And our location here in the heart of North Central Florida really means that things like beaches and the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic Ocean and Disney World and Universal Studios is all just a short drive away. So, yeah, we love it here. Lots of great things going on at the University of Florida.
Did he forget anything, Matt?
For once, he nailed it.
Boom!
I love it.
All right, so imagine I am a freshman BFA student walking onto campus for my first year. Tell me what that first year looks like.
Yeah, awesome. Our first year students get the opportunity to perform in our productions right away when they get here. So most of our first year students will be working on a show, and throughout the year, shows, plural.
And we're really excited about our curriculum. We just got a complete overhaul, and it's set up to help our students thrive in the current landscape of our industry and the world. During their first year, students will get some of the core classes you expect, a musical theater degree like acting, script analysis, musical theater history, a voice class, speech class, private voice lessons, voice studio with me, of course. And depending on how many college credits they have coming in, like the APs and things like that, they might have a couple of gen eds. Some of our core theater classes actually satisfy those gen ed requirements, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Great. And I really think one of the cool things about our new curriculum is how it helps our students understand how to navigate the business aspects of our industry. Right away in the fall semester of a student's second year, I teach an audition and business management class where we really dive into what it means to do this for a career, you know, agents and auditions and actors' equity and marketing and networking and taxes and all that stuff. All those things that really help students understand the infrastructure of the professional world that they're entering into, and more than just their onstage skills. And we really love that we can provide this class to our students early in their journey here so that they can be moving through their training with this in mind. And by the time they graduate, you know, their business is already up and running, ready to go. They're working, they have professional connections, and they understand the industry and how to move forward.
Yeah. And So how did the last 2 years, or how does the rest of their path sort of shape up as they're going through the 4 years?
Yeah, well, we actually have something really cool in our curriculum with a strong element of choice. Our BFA musical theater degree has three elective categories, which really allow a student to explore elements of the theater that interest them. We have things like a content generation elective with classes like playwriting and directing and comedy and improv, applied theater for health. We have a skills elective with classes like stage combat, on-camera stuff, additional levels of voice and dialects, somatics. And we have a theater studies elective with classes like Latin and U.S. Latinx theater, African-American theater history, diversity and multiculturalism in American theater, dramaturgy, and lots, you know, lots more exciting stuff in the curriculum. But that focus on the business training and doing it for a career and that element of choice, we feel is a really unique opportunity for our students to be prepared for the world and the industry that they're about to head out into.
Yeah, and as you just said, that preparing them for the world and the industry, what does the last year sort of look like in order to help them transition from the education world to the professional world?
Yeah, we're lucky to have an awesome showcase in New York City with some of the top industry professionals that our faculty are connected to. I remember seeing that showcase before I took the job here at UF and really noting the incredible people in the room when I was there in the city. And now we've, during COVID, we ended up doing a digital showcase, and we found that that was really successful for our students. So we're moving forward now and trying to find a world where we're doing both that digital showcase as well as an in-person in New York City as well. So our students are really connected to the industry and to our networks and really thriving already, even before they graduate.
And talk about a little bit the opportunity to study other things outside of musical theater if they perhaps want a double major or minor in something.
Sure. We have opportunities depending on how many APs you have coming in. You can do minors in a multitude of subjects. Pretty much all of our students are doing some sort of minor, whether it be minor in dance, minor in a foreign language, Spanish, could be marketing. The really exciting thing that we have here at UF with the Warrenton School of Business is a master's in business that is designed to dovetail perfectly with the BFA degrees. Uh-huh. So you can, depending on how many classes you have coming in, you can graduate in 4 years with a BFA and a master's in business. And quite a few of our students take advantage of that. And it's a unique offering for us. That doesn't really exist in a lot of other places.
Yeah, one of our very own TCA family, Matt Grenier, who's around here as a content manager for us, he actually did that and has gotten his BFA in musical theater with a business master's as well, which is really cool. And it's come in handy around here.
Yeah, that's awesome. We love Matt so much.
Great. And so let's talk about any integration that you have. You have a BFA acting program there as well. So is there a crossover with the BFA acting program? Because the classes are small. I'm just wondering how that all fits together.
Yeah, there's lots of cross-pollination. All of our students, it's the one big family. They all interact. They do share acting classes together because the programs are so intimate. When Andrew and I always talk about when we do our recruiting visits that we're looking to create a family, and you know, in families, no two members are alike, and we all want to make sure that we gel and get along, because there is so much interaction between the students, not just in classes but also socially.
Our BFA musical theater students and our BFA acting students actually take their acting progression together. So acting 1, 2, 3, 4, they are taking that class together. So there's a lot of knowledge and experience that they gain from each other throughout that process. Our BFA acting students also participate in a number of our other musical theater acting classes that we have. Our BFA acting students are involved in the musicals, and our musical theater students are involved in the plays. We really have a really inclusive family where everybody gets opportunities kind of across the board.
And a lot of students, especially in recent years, are asking about the opportunities for the musical theater students to get any training on camera and film and television stuff. Can you talk about any opportunities for that?
Yeah, we have two semesters of acting for the camera training here in our curriculum, and those are available to our musical theater students if they wish to take them. In the musical theater audition and business class that I teach, we have a little bit of a unit section where we cover self-tapes, and actually right now we're working on submitting some self-tapes to an associate at Tara Rubin Casting that's going to work with us on, you know, kind of the perspective of what those what a good self-tape is from their side of the table. I think a lot of our faculty actually have a decent amount of experience behind the camera as well. I'm lucky to have done both musical theater at a high level and done TV and film stuff. So I think those lessons are just naturally being implemented into our classes. And a lot of the guest artists that I bring in have that crossover as well. So students are getting the chance to meet musical theater performers who also have flourishing TV and film careers and really get to supplement their training in that direction. So,
University of Florida also has a pretty robust dance program. Talk to us about dance training in musical theater there. And I'll start the questions with, when a student shows up and they've been taking dance class since they were 3 years old, are they able to level up so they're not starting at a beginner dance level?
Yeah, this is the thing that we're, one of the many things that we're so, that we love being able to do for our students. With such a small class, with only six musical theater students, we're really able to tailor their academic journey to where they are and what they need. We really know when these students come into our program, we really know who they are and where they are and where they're at in their journeys. And so, you know, I'm able to help them get into a dance class that really suits where they are. One, you know, we have some students who come in and have had 15 years of dance training. And for those students, even as freshmen, we can get them into advanced level dance classes with our BFA dance program. So they're taking advanced level dance classes with dance majors. And we have some students who come in where dance isn't their strength, and they need a little more experience there, and we're able to put them into a class that's a little more at their level. So yeah, all of our students they can test out, and the way we really operate is that we really just kind of help them and give them an opportunity to, you know, try this class. We have an add drop period at the beginning of our semester, so students can take a couple of classes at the start of the semester and decide whether or not it's right for them. Teachers can decide that as well. And that's kind of our placement system. But yeah, students have the opportunity to totally test out a class and be put where they are in their journey. So
does the same go for music classes, for like music theory and piano and things like that?
Yeah, so our students take music theory, piano over the School of Music. And if you, let's say you've been playing piano, having lessons, you can go in and meet with the teacher and do a diagnostic and test out or level up. We've had students who had some, you know, AP music theory at their arts high school that they were able to actually do a minor in composition or music theory because they were able to level out of those classes just taking a test.
And what about performance opportunities? That's always a big question. You did mention that freshmen are able to perform their very first year, which a lot of students are asking that question. So tell us what the year sort of looks like as a performance calendar.
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky to have a ton of performance opportunities here. In addition to our musicals, our BFA musical theater students are often cast in lead and supporting roles in our school's produced plays, like I mentioned, and often perform in shows even with our dance program. We also have an incredible working relationship with the Hippodrome Theater, which is a professional equity theater right here in town, just about a mile from campus. The HIP and UF co-produce shows every year. And it's even built into our School of Theater and Dance policy that if a student is cast in a HIP show, they're excused from any classes that might conflict with their rehearsal tech performance schedule at the HIP, which is awesome. Our students also get performance opportunities with an organization here called Florida Players. Florida Players is an entirely student-run, student-produced, student-board, student-directed, student-choreographed, all of it. Organization. They produce full-length plays, musicals, and foster the opportunity for students to write and develop their own original plays in a New Works Festival. And we also have some students who participate in the opera, which is produced by our School of Music. So with the shows produced by our School of Theater and Dance, the Hippodrome, Florida Players, and our School of Music, students end up having somewhere around 3 to 4 musicals, 10 to 12 plays, and 2 to 3 dance shows, and maybe an opera available to them each year. So lots available.
Wow. And at the end of the 4 years, is there any sort of showcase or performance that sort of bridges that gap between collegiate theater and professional theater?
Yeah, for sure. We're lucky to have a really great showcase. And it's actually one of the reasons why I took this job when it was offered to me, because I went to see the showcase in New York while I was there. And I was really impressed by the industry professionals and just the people in the room when I walked in there. I was like, oh, goodness. And then eventually, once I came here, I came to see why that our faculty and their network and their professional experience is really robust. So we have a wonderful showcase right now. And this year we're working really hard on doing both a digital one and an in-person one in New York City. Because over the pandemic, we found how beneficial the digital one was to us in expanding our reach. So we're really working on putting together both the digital and our in-person one in New York, which usually happens in the spring.
And what about some success stories from your alumni?
Yeah, we're really proud of our students who are out there accomplishing such great things. A couple of recent alumni to mention might be George Salazar, who is in the Broadway cast of Be More Chill and Godspell. He was in The Lightning Thief off-Broadway, NBC's Superstore. Matt, you want to talk about Valerie?
Yeah, so Valerie Torres Rosario just finished understudying Philippa Sue as Guinevere and swinging a multitude of other tracts on the revival of Camelot, and has a lot of really exciting projects in the pipeline moving forward. And yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we have, there's also Yael Reich is currently taking a break from Hadestown on Broadway to do the regional premiere of The Band's Visit. They were also Ava Perone in the national tour of Evita. And lots more. Wow. I'm really thrilled that our students are all out there creating such fruitful careers for themselves and making such a beautiful impact in the industry.
Awesome. Talk to us about other key faculty members. You did mention the chair earlier. Let's chat a little bit more about who else they're going to be encountering while they're there.
Yeah, sure. We're so lucky again to have faculty who've really succeeded at a high level in their respective fields. Tim Altmaier is on our acting faculty. He's done Oscar Wilde's Salome with Al Pacino and Marissa Tomei. He was in High on Broadway with Kathleen Turner. He was in Looped on Broadway. Stephanie Linge is the artistic director of the Hippodrome Theater and is also an adjunct faculty here. She was in Beauty and the Beast on Broadway and National Tour of Mamma Mia. We have our on-camera faculty this semester or this year is Jesus Bonilla. Did Marvin's Room on Broadway, a bunch of TV and film, of course, Youth in Oregon with Billy Crudup and Christina Applegate, and Cop Out with Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan, and Gotham and Blue Bloods and Person of Interest. We have some really great opportunities for students to learn about other branches of the industry, like production and costuming and all of that. Lisa Dozier King is one of our theatrical management faculty, and Lisa's production company, LDK Productions, produced Be More Chill, is working on Anthony Rapp's Without You, play or musical called Little Girl Blue, exploring civil rights activist Nina Simone. Jen Dasher costumes, worked on Broadway in Honeymoon in Vegas, Cirque du Soleil, Paula Abdul, Stunts Mustafa for PBS. Really, really fabulous, fabulous faculty here. And I don't know, Matt, if you want to share a little bit about our illustrious Tony Mata, who is the man.
Yeah, Tony's the director of our program. He's traveling actually right now. I texted with him. He's worked at the Kennedy Center, Old Globe, Tuts. He's the recipient of 7 Latin Ace Awards. He's producer of the Linda Wilson Lifetime Achievement Award. He's just recently cemented a relationship with the Latin Theater Project in New York City. Just a real icon. Documentary filmmaker, director, producer. So yeah. Really lucky to have him here with us.
And yeah. just one of the nicest guys too. He's just one of the nicest guys to work for. We love Tony Mata.
The great thing, we all honestly love each other and get along. I think that's like one of the biggest selling points of our faculty. Which isn't always the case. And we do love each other and get along great.
Yeah. And Matt mentioned that Linda Wilson Lifetime Achievement Award, and kind of expound on that a little bit. It's an award that Tony Mata has put together for our program, and it's brought in over the past however many years legends in the musical theater industry, like Chita Rivera and Ben Vereen and Joel Grey and Estelle Parsons and Tommy Tune, and these, you know, incredibly accomplished performers come down to the University of Florida and get the chance to meet and interact and work with our students. And it's a really incredible thing that Tony has been able to foster for our program, thanks to his connections and his just general awesomeness.
So tell us about the campus. Major university, giant campus. What is there for students to do, you know, when they're not in class?
Ooh. Everything.
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
You name it. We have students in volleyball leagues, a cappella groups. What I've learned about the a cappella groups is just like Pitch Perfect. Like that's real life. It's all real. Going sorority, fraternity. Their Florida Players is a student government organization. We mentioned it earlier that it is within itself a club of sorts.
Yeah.
So you name it. There's too much to do. That's what I always tell the students.
Our the University of Florida Student Activities and Involvement Center has over 1,000 clubs and activities, and those range in areas like the fine arts, cultural and student associations, religious and spiritual affiliations, sports clubs, recreation, social and global change, student government, health and wellness. I mean, some of the clubs that exist, there's a skydiving club. There's a sketch comedy club. There's a belly dancing club. There's a martial arts club. There's a fencing club. There's a ping pong club. There's a knitting club. There's a pickleball club. You pretty much name it. And the cool thing too about those student organizations is that if it doesn't exist, you can create it. You know, if you wanna make a fantasy football club and meet up with other fantasy football people, although I actually think there already is a fantasy football club. you can do that. So students have the opportunity to be really involved outside of just what our School of Theater and Dance is providing here.
Now, even in musical theater, sometimes musical theater students' schedules are a little bit more packed than others. So what are students in musical theater able to participate in fraternities and sororities and actually do anything in them? Because that's a concern sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have several students that are, they do lay out when they join that they do have priorities with the program. And so their groups have been very understanding. But we have several students even right now that are involved in, you know, the sorority rush and all the events and the outings and things like that.
And the campus itself, would you describe it as urban, suburban, rural? How would you classify the campus?
I think it feels pretty urban. You know, our campus is one. It's kind of an enclosed 2,000 acres with 900 buildings. So we're not spread out across the city. We are the heart of Gainesville. So it's, you know, it kind of feels downtown-y, but the campus itself is just gorgeous. Like I said, 2,000 acres, just and all that land and all that, those acres are our campus. So when you're on campus, you are on campus.
All right, so the audition process, who wants to walk us through the application and audition process for the BFA Musical Theater at University of Florida?
Yeah, sure. Well, we have a pre-screen. We participate in the Common Musical Theater pre-screen, which I'm sure many students are familiar with, so we have used that same criteria that many other schools use. We end up calling back to in person from those pre-screens, a very select, just 30 students in the early spring, really late winter in January-ish. We really like to create a special day for those 30 students, for not only for us to see them a little bit more and get to know them a little bit better, but to give them a chance to understand what we're doing here at the University of Florida and make sure that it's a good fit for them. So that's, you know, our pre-screens, and then we go to those that live in-person audition with about 30 people called back.
Live in-person audition, what are students preparing for material?
We usually ask them to prepare the same stuff that they did for a pre-screen, not necessarily the same material, but the same criteria. Should they want to, they could certainly bring in the same pieces that they used for their pre-screen, because we are happy to see it in person and work on it with them in person. But we also give them the opportunity, if they want to bring in some new material, we're happy to see that as well. So that's, you know, I think it's the 60 to 90 second song, and then a contrasting option, a monologue, and then we have a dance call here as well.
Sure. So roughly how many applications, pre-screens are you getting each year?
A couple hundred now. We're pretty fortunate. We're getting a couple hundred that we're going through, and from those, we are choosing just six. So it's a great problem to have.
Yeah. So you're down to 30 at the live auditions. How many offers are you making to get to that six?
Six.
Six?
Oh, six?
Yeah.
Good for you.
So I could talk, the audition is just one part of it. And then I'll say that we could invite more than 30 if we're going just by talent, but we artificially cap it so we can spend time during that day with each student. They do their audition, we give a correction, have them try again, maybe do a little vocalization, give a bit of a coaching, see how they react. After that, we have a list of finalists from that we then go into an exhaustive interview process. And that is speaking to the student multiple times, interacting with them and their family, checking references. I always say to the students, if I look at your references, I'm going to ask people in your area that aren't on the reference list generally to get a real idea about yourself, because we're not just going by the best audition. We're really looking at building a unit, a cohesive unit, a family. And we want to make sure that everyone is, that this is the right place, that University of Florida, that our ethos, that our training model is the right place for you. And a lot of times, I mean, Andrew can, you know, speak to this as well. We'll have students that this is where they want to go. It's their, this is, they're all in, they're fantastic, they're talented, but we know it's just not maybe the right fit for them. And I'll get on the phone, Andrew get on the phone, we'll call the head of another school or another program. I do this constantly. I always joke I'm the best recruiter for every other school. And I'll call and say, I've got someone. I just did it yesterday, actually. I saw an amazing young student in Sarasota, and I think they're going to be perfect for Oklahoma City University. And I texted a faculty member. I said, I'm sending your way, and they know me, and they know that that's going to be it. That kid's already at the top of the list. So we go on from that and then really, really, really make sure that we are setting that unit together.
Great. So we usually start to wrap up the episode by asking each of you to tell us something that you are looking forward to this year.
I'm looking forward to the December recruiting trip with Andrew Kao. It's going to be great. 5 days South Florida. We're going to be down. It's going to be great. It's going to be, there'll be elements of Thelma and Louise and Dude, Where's My Car? It's going to be so good. And I just can't wait because we have a good time. And yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Matt and I are lucky to be able to do a lot of recruiting and together and visit a lot of the schools, especially across Florida. It's something that's really, really awesome. I'm pretty excited about a lot of the guest artists that I was able, my friends, to bring into our School of Theater and Dance just this semester. As I mentioned, an associate from Tara Rubin Casting is coming in. I have Missy Singson, the artistic development coordinator at Arena Stage, is going to connect with our students. Got a couple of Broadway peeps, Paul Nolan, who was in Parade and Bright Star and Dr. Zhivago and Once in Chicago. He's going to connect with our musical theater acting class. And my friend Christine Toy Johnson, who was in The Music Man in Greece and National Tour of Come From Away and has done a ridiculous amount of television, is going to be connecting with our classes as well. So I'm really excited to be able to just share my network and my friends with my new friends here at the University of Florida. It's always wonderful when we can bridge those together.
So if a student or a parent out there wants to get to know a little bit more about the University of Florida's BFA Musical Theater Program, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
I think the best place to go is our Instagram right now, and that handle is at UF Musical Theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E. That's all one word, UF Musical Theater. That is a good place not only to see what our alumni are up to and what types of industry professionals we bring into the room and what just kind of our musical theater program is up to, but it's also a good place to connect with me and Matt, because we manage that account. It's us. So if students DM that account, they will directly reach one of us. That's probably the best place to go, I think.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us on the episode today. And we look forward to having both of you around here real soon.
Yeah. Thanks, Tim.
All right.
Yeah, pleasure, Tim.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and resources we have to offer at The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.